This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit. The theme, Listen, Learn, and Profit. Is there the possibility the Farm Bill could help open up some new markets in Cuba? We'll talk about it coming up after this. The Farm Futures Business Summit is just a few days away, producers. And I want to tell you, this is one winter meeting you don't want to miss. I've attended several of the past, and I can tell you the program from start to finish is packed with good, usable, actionable information, stuff you can take back to your farm and improve your ability to farm profitably. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen business skills. And you can network, too, there with the producers in attendance. 18 idea-packed learning sessions with high-profile ag economists, farm business specialists, and farmer panels. The Farm Futures Business Summit is January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. Here's the website to get the full details of the program and register, farmfuturesummit.com. Let me repeat that for you, farmfuturesummit.com. They've been sitting down there all these years, just 90 miles from our shore, and yet American farmers haven't been able to fully take advantage of the market in Cuba. But with some strong bipartisan support, the new Farm Bill takes an important step in providing our farmers with more opportunities for trade and, at the same time, helping alleviate food shortages that the Cubans have faced for years. The Farm Bill's Cuba trade provision allows commodity exporters to use Department of Agriculture market promotion funding in Cuba. It means our farmers will now be able to advertise their products there on the ground in Cuba, where we know there is the demand for American products. These federal programs, which offset the high cost of market promotion, will no longer treat Cuba differently than other foreign markets. Despite an otherwise healthy economy, of course, our ag industry is suffering. Commodity prices have taken a real tumble. And given this troubling forecast, the importance of opening new international markets can't be overstated. Cuba sits down there with 11 million people and nearly 5 million annual tourists. They import almost $2 billion in agricultural products from around the world. Up to 80% of their entire food supply is imported. And there are crops that they want more of from the United States. But under the decades-long embargo, our producers have faced a tough hurdle. Though agricultural exports to Cuba are legal, U.S. law requires Cuba to pay up front in cash, and this effectively prevents our farmers from competing in a nearby, very ripe foreign market, while competitors in Europe and South America offer Cuba financing terms for their exports. I'll be back after this.